Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the Bruins. The Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub. And streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Noontime hour on a Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior. Chris Wagner joins us live from Warrior Ice Rink, presented by the Bruins Auto Insurance Program from Plymouth Rock. Sign up and get exclusive access. Access that could get you closer to the Bruins than you'd expect. Visit PlymouthRock.com/Bruins for details. What's going on?
Missed you guys.
How are the new guys? Yeah, you missed us?
I was going to call in one day just to say hi.
We should give them the hotline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll give you a number you can use if you ever have that urge.
Yeah. Get right through.
Lines are usually loaded. You can't get in.
Yeah. You know a guy, though.
we'll give you Jim's direct line.
Yeah, how are the new guys? We met Nick Ritchie here a few minutes ago.
Did you? He came up.
A little tight.
How was he?
A little serious.
Big, very serious.
He don't play no grab ass.
Biggest head you've ever seen.
He's a big guy. And I think it was Zolak who said we're used to having petite guys up here.
Yeah. Whether
it's Wagner or Krug. So.
I wouldn't say we're petite.
I wouldn't say
but
petite.
Krug or anything.
Yeah.
You come in.
Yeah,
you
but he's still fast.
You could show movies.
Legs.
You could show movies on Ritchie's forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
You could sell ad space.
He said you were showing him around town.
Went out to dinner last night, picked him up for the rink on Tuesday. So
where'd you take him, Max?
We went to Eddie V. He needed clothes because he, you know, Cali. So we got to go to the Pru, and then we went to Eddie V's.
They put him up at a Seaport, huh? That's nice.
Yeah, right across the street from you.
That's great.
Yeah. It's a good gig.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Nice. It's hard, though, for guys coming in, and that's nice of you guys to sort of it's tough at this point in the year. I remember when I did, I never felt comfortable going to another locker room when you played a certain place for a while.
No.
Because you guys have a certain chemistry, and you got your clicks.
No, he's lucky that, Kacer got traded, and they're like, really good buddies, and then Noah and me, like when I got traded to the island like two years ago, and I didn't know a soul really, and it's like that's mentally taxing. Then if you watch Rich try to do the drills in pregame skate today, he wasn't on board, or took him a while to get used to things, and you're still thinking about that, and that taxes you too. Then you gotta learn the new systems and everything, and you know it's tough, but still got 6 weeks and then playoffs, and hopefully he'll figure it out by then.
Does Bruce ride his ass a little more just to try and
get him up to speed? Opposite.
Okay.
Really? Yeah, let him play and then kind of teach him the systems.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good.
He's got a little bit of a leash.
What were you going to call in about? What did you hear us talking about that you were thinking about? It had to have been Brady. Been talking
Brady. Yeah, it was probably, I mean, we talk about it enough, huh?
Jesus.
Yeah.
It was always a report every day.
Well, this one was like, this morning, I finally started to wrap my head around it. So,
wrap your head around it.
How about the possibility of?
Well, he was told to do it by Jeff Darlington.
I wouldn't panic and do that. Yet.
Start wrapping your head around it.
Nope.
Right. Yeah. Nope. But I was one of those guys who's like, all right, I can't stand the social media. Like, let's all do the guessing game. It's like, well, either you know, stay
welcome
or
to 2020.
Yeah, like is he leaving the stadium or is he not? I don't know.
Did he clean out his suite?
Yeah.
Did he not clean out his suite?
Did he sell one of his 10 houses?
Right. Is there anybody comparable on your team that has like those money problems where you're?
No,
so we don't make that money, you nuts.
I mean, Charles made a ton of money. Like he lives in like a
Brady and his wife have half a billion dollars.
I know. It's like Clooney crap. It is. Like, it's another stratosphere. People can't understand it.
But because of his marriage, there are very few people that are sort of in that class that have that sort of wealth.
Right. Yeah, max out on the in terms of what you can make over that many years and then be married to somebody who's actually made more.
Way more.
Yeah, it's way forget more. It.
It must be sweet.
Yeah. Listen, I wanted to compliment you on your goal the other night, but you thought I was busting your balls the last time I did it. I don't know what to say to you anymore. I thought it was a gritty effort. I liked you guys crashing the net, and I had to watch it four times before I was convinced you actually got the goal, but that was yours. Yeah, I mean, you're down on the ice. You're slapping at that thing. That was your goal.
Yeah.
I mean, it went off your stick. Yeah. So are you okay with taking a compliment on that goal the other night?
I know. I thought we all just chirped each other the whole time.
You know. It wasn't making any highlight reels,
if
that makes you feel better.
That's a fourth-line highlight reel goal.
Fourth line, I heard you guys described as not being a problem in any way, but if there's like one thing going on with this team right now, it's like, maybe a little more consistency out of the fourth line, which is a great problem for a hockey team to have. It's not the power play. It's not the top line. It's not the penalty kill. This is the way I heard it described. The fourth line is good. Like to see them be even better and more consistent. That is a problem of a good hockey team.
Yeah. And I think last year we set the bar pretty high for ourselves. We had a lot of success. We had good numbers. And, it's tough. Like, we start every face-off in the D-zone pretty much, and you got to go 200 feet. And, sometimes you get a matchup against the first or second line. You're expected to shut them down. So, in some fourth lines or some teams, the fourth line isn't expected to do that, but you'd rather have that responsibility than playing the 6 to 8 minutes and just running around and try to hit people. So I thought last game we were pretty good overall. We had the puck way more. We've been talking about it for 6 months, getting better and stuff. And I think, we'll finally start coming around. When it really counts is playoffs. Yeah. You need four lines to be on top of their game at all times.
You've seen that change in the league since you've been here. I mean, we've definitely seen it in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But even in your time in the league,
the last 5 years is even more so.
The importance of that fourth line, it used to be kind of like an afterthought. Like, if they can give you something great. Now it's like, it's expected of you.
Yeah, my first game I played 4 minutes, 32 seconds, and I had multiple games where I played under 7 minutes for my first 100 games in my career, because we'd have like a fighter on our line still. Watch him go fight, and then if the game's close, you probably got the best seat in the house for it. So it's definitely changed now. Even the last 2 or 3 years, I'd say even the teams, it took some teams a while to figure out, but now everybody has a fourth line that can play.
Yeah.
The best thing about Cassidy is he's pretty much a straight shooter since he got the gig, whether it's handling the goalie situation or when you guys don't play well. Like the other night he says, hey, looks like some guys didn't break a sweat. Does that bug you guys, or you knew it was coming, or he didn't have to say it, but we could deal with it.
Yeah, you kind of take a look in the mirror after. Yeah. I mean, our line played well, I thought, but when you don't play well, and you know who he's talking about. Right. So I think guys know that they didn't play well without him saying that. But I think that's also making a point to say it to the media and kind of wake some guys up.
All right, Chris Wagner.
Wait, real quick, we got to talk about your beer real quick.
So, Forgot
so Harpoon, that you. How do you make beer? Like, I know it's hops and barley and all that crap.
Yeah.
Like, are you a beer guy? Like,
I don't. I didn't really know. But, I mean, if they reach out and you're like, hey, you want to make a beer? Yeah. I'm on a can everywhere. It's kind of, it's pretty good.
You got to remember to save one of those cans, because 20 years from now, make sure one of them's not open. Because there's more value to it. Like, I used to collect.
You think this is going to be a collectible?
I grew up in Pittsburgh, and when the Steelers would win Super Bowls or Pirates would win, they would have commemorative Iron City beer cans, and it became more valuable if you didn't have the open beer can.
Where are they now?
They ended up getting thrown out or something in the move.
A lot of value.
A lot of value.
Sold on eBay.
Sold them. Yeah, my parents sold them in a garage sale.
So who comes to you and what do they say?
One of our PR guys. It was like they want a local kid. I got the nod first, and I wasn't going to give it up to Coyle or Grizzy. So then they asked me to pick a foundation. It's the Corey Griffin Foundation hat. Awesome. It's the hockey family we grew up with, and then the foundation is in memory of their eldest son who lost like 5 years ago, and you know, helps kids who aren't really privileged, you know, get an education. They've been doing some things with Children's Hospital too, so some of the proceeds go to that as well. So I actually should have invited you guys. I had an event a couple weeks ago.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, kickoff.
Out of sight, out of mind.
So if I go to like a gas station Walpole, cans will be in there? Like
Raven's Nest and Walpole. Only
Raven's
place.
Nest. Yeah, there.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Only place that has a tap like outside
That's
the city.
That's a cool spot. Yeah.
It's around here. There's like a list of stores that are selling it.
They ask you to like taste it ahead of time and say, are you okay with putting your face on the can?
Well, I said I wanted to do, you know, a drinkable beer, you know, for my buddies. And so I didn't want to do an IPA,
right.
But I wanted something a little better than a Bud Light, you know?
Yeah, but like a Bud Light, because we're a bunch of assholes.
Something real nice.
Something
classy.
Like
No, a little better than a Bud Light.
So how would you describe the bouquet, the finish, the nose?
There's honey in it, so because it's
honey
black, black and gold, you know? So.
All right, so what's the name of it again so everybody knows?
Don't Poke the Bear.
That's clever.
I didn't come up with that.
Paulie Dunham's going to call it.
Craps all over it.
No, I love it. That's good. That's good.
Well, that's really good. Good cause. And hopefully everyone goes out and buys it.
Yep. Thanks.
Good luck tonight, man.
Hey, thanks.
Good.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Chris Wagner, presented by the Bruins Auto Insurance Program from Plymouth Rock. Sign up today for discounts on tickets, deals, and Bruins gear. The chance to skate at TD Garden and more. Visit PlymouthRock.com/Bruins for details. We're running a little bit late. As soon as we get back, we'll do the giveaway for the Bruins tickets, so be here for it. It's next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. Contest line only, not the regular call-in number. 617-931-0985. You will score a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on Dallas tonight at the TD Garden for Hockey is for Everyone night. Puck drops at 7:30. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. There you go. Your chance to win happens right now on Zolak and Bertrand. Our thanks to Chris Wagner.
Very nice guy.
And Nick Ritchie today as the Bruins get ready to take on the Stars. 617-779-0985, the number for you to call in if you want to jump on board. couple things coming out of the combine in Indianapolis.
That's a good one.
We'll talk to Bruce Arena, by the way, coming up at 12:50. This is from a prospect named Jared Pinkney, tight end. This story is from Zach Cox on Nesson. Jared Pinkney was exposed to the Patriots' no-nonsense approach this week at the NFL Scouting Combine. During a meeting with Patriots personnel Monday in Indianapolis, the Vanderbilt tight end prospect was chastised for having a loser's mentality.
Oh. He talked about this? This is not good for the player.
Well, hold on. I want to hear the rest of it first. I mean, what is it that he did or said?
Now, Pinckney is considered one of the top tight ends in the draft. He met with the Patriots at the Senior Bowl last month. And you were asking what the specifics were?
He didn't get into detail, but you usually have like these 15 to 20-minute meetings.
Pinckney was the one that shared it.
Yeah.
And he said this: it's interesting because with a team that's been winning for as long as they have, you expect them to come in with a certain mentality and to share that mentality and to spread it and impart it on you, Pinckney said. And that's exactly what happened. I gave a kind of wonky answer, and it was like, no, that's a loser's mentality. And I was like, okay, my bad. They were like, you need to be like this and that and that. And I was like, yes, sir, I'm better.
Okay, well, that's different. But it does draw attention to the player.
I'm not sure if I were him, I'd be sharing that with everybody.
Because then now all of a sudden, they go, okay, is there a lazy tag here or something? You know what I mean?
Wait, the Patriots met with this kid and told him he had a loser's mentality? Wait, we want to know more about that.
Yeah. Well, what were they doing? They're always doing it the right way.
I still don't understand what went down between the two of them.
He gave an answer in some sort of interview, and they called it a loser mentality.
They probably proposed a situation.
With a team that's been winning for as long as they have, you expect them to come in with a certain mentality and to share that mentality and to spread it and impart it on you. And that's exactly what happened. I gave a wonky answer, and he's not saying what the question
right.
was.
Yeah.
He's not saying what the answer was.
So they probably gave him a scenario. Hey, if this A, B, C, and D plays out, how would you react to this? No, we don't do that.
And then they listen to his answer and say,
wrong answer.
That's a loser's answer. Like, well, okay.
But the fact he admits it and says, hey, I'm going to be better by it, I mean, that gives the kid credit there. But this does, you know, a little red flag. Next team it meets with him, well, what did they ask you?
Right.
That's my first question. What happened with the Patriots? Especially if you're a top tight end in the draft.
Right. Someone else who interviews him is going to say, well, what was the question?
Yeah.
And what was your answer?
Yeah. What'd you screw up?
The hell did you say?
Jesus.
And then you have to give another answer that you hope isn't wonky, according to him.
Wonky, it's not a good term. Wonky.
Well, they asked me what I felt like after a loss, and I said, I feel really good. And they said, that's a loser's mentality. And I said, oh, that's my bad.
How quickly did you get over losses?
Right away.
We've got a bunch at Vanderbilt, so, you know, my family comes down, and we usually go out to Applebee's after.
Yeah.
So I usually flip that switch at about 35 minutes after the game.
Yeah. Loser. Pete's in Delaware. I don't know if my... The contest may have crashed the phone screener for me, Jim. Ooh. And T-Bone. Okay. Pete, you there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, I needed to call to amend a statement I made concerning Tom Brady to the Giants.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago when Zoe broke his rumors, I called in and said, no way.
Okay.
And you now think it's in play.
All right, thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
But here's the... Hello?
What? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, you got me. So I changed my opinion based on the fact that I think Joe Judge is actually in charge and Gettleman's basically on a leash. And I think that Joe Judge is clearly looking to make changes to this team. And if he's the guy running it and he wants to bring Brady in, I'm all for it. The reason I didn't want Brady is because Gettleman screws everything up. But if Gettleman's not in charge and Joe Judge is, which it looks like he is from the combine comments, I'm all in, guys.
Yeah, okay. But you told us a few weeks back that you wanted them to commit to Daniel Jones.
No.
I was saying about what my organization stinks. I have no faith in Gettleman.
Your statement should be you should be interested in Brady regardless of what happened last year because your quarterback's a young quarterback. You're getting a new head coach. And there is a lot of resistance from the Giant fan base after a guy like Tom Brady.
Daniel Jones had 30 turnovers combined last year.
Okay. So say Garrett doesn't call great plays or he doesn't mix with Brady. And Brady gets in there and starts to have the same type of problems with Eli. Fan base could get a little unruly because Eli beat Brady twice. What are you bringing? We told you don't bring in a 43-year-old guy. Now he hasn't played well through five games. Put the kid back in because they did it with Jones last year and it worked out. See, I think it's so ingrained in the Giants mentality as a fan You know, Eli's better than Brady. Or, you know, he beat Brady twice in the biggest stage. Why are we going after Brady? We got a kid that's kind of going on the upswing here. They reached for him during the draft, no question about that. I didn't think Daniel Jones should have went as high as he did, nor do I think Haskins should have went as high as he did to the Redskins. They're even looking at quarterbacks now. But why wouldn't you be interested in Tom Brady if you're Joe Judge and you're trying to create a culture and a winning culture there? But how does he mix with Garrett? You know, Jerry Shaplinski's down there. So there's some stuff. You got a running back. You got Shepard on the outside. You got a good young tight end. I don't know how good the team is. Brady look at it and say, you know, but that NFC East isn't great. You beat the Redskins. You beat Philly. Philly's on a downturn. Dallas, though. Dallas should be on the upswing. So it'll be you and Dallas. So you got to look at the division. Who you play. What's the Giants' schedule? I bet you Brady's looking at schedules, too. Like, the Patriots' schedule's a bitch next year. That's going to play into it, too. Like, some tough road games, man. Real tough. You're going to go out. Rams have been loading up for 2 years. You got to go out there. You got to go out to Seattle. Seattle's going to be tough. Got to go to damn Kansas City again.
Yeah, but if the situation is right and the weapons are right, yeah. I don't think Tom Brady looks at
the Giants have the weapons. Who's their third down back? Like, they keep saying, okay, you got Barkley. Yeah, you got Barkley. You can run the ball. Well, you know, third down. The offense is more curtailed to him.
If Joe Judge and the Giants want Tom Brady, I think New York would be a very attractive spot for him.
I think they're in play. I do. I think they're in play. I don't think they're there with Tennessee, though. The two teams are here in Tennessee. The Giants is the third outlier.
617-779-0985. Hardy has our headlines. We'll talk to the head coach of the Revs, Bruce Arena, coming up at 12:50. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As you know, this show has a casual interest in UFOs.
Well, we have intimate knowledge.
I'm not sure we do.
Well, with our experience at NASA.
I don't know that we have any intimate knowledge.
We did the NASA tour. They put us in the ground control. And we saw the actual live footage of the International Space Station.
Didn't you see
the workings of it?
And I'm like, wow. You saw a UFO when you were a kid, though?
Never saw a UFO when I was a kid. Saw a ghost, I think.
Oh, that's right. It was a ghost.
Ghosts.
Yeah. And I said, wow, look at that still shot there. And they're like, well, that space station is actually moving at quite a fast speed, 78 kilometers per second. That thing moves. So that thing is moving up there.
It's cooking.
So anything that's going to fly, it's got to have some supersonic speed to fly and keep up with that sucker.
Self-proclaimed extraterrestrial life expert. That's right there. That's
the problem.
Dead giveaway that this is so fraudulent.
Oh, boy.
Scott Waring believes he has captured the moment. A Russian International Space Station cosmonaut noticed a UFO trio appear on a NASA live stream.
That's pretty good footage. I've watched it several times. I want to believe it.
So now we're X-Files. You want to believe it.
I want to believe
it. Waring wrote, this is 100% proof that NASA knows about alien craft buzzing around the International Space Station.
I'd check that thing out. It's a big chunk of junk floating around.
There is a kooky UFO. Someone is obsessed with UFOs.
Well, you got to call him kooky.
Because
it does work.
He just sounds a little kooky. Wouldn't you say? I mean, this is a guy who...
I mean, it's like a Bigfoot.
Well, it'd be better if he didn't have an agenda.
Yeah, he's got a clear-cut agenda here. If he was just a guy who likes science and was happened to be watching a live stream of from the space station...
Whoops. Our lights just went out.
Did everything go out? Are we still on the air? Jim, you got us?
Hey, okay. How you doing?
All right.
Did the heaters go off?
Yep. We blew fuses.
Why do you think it's us? Why do you automatically think it's us?
We're plugged into the same plug.
Not my problem. There you go.
It's TV.
Are we off TV, Jim?
Jim,
are we off TV?
I don't hear Jim.
No, I still see you guys.
Oh, they still see us.
Hey.
They're still seeing us.
Get your lights, hoodie. Fix your lights.
Oh, wait. Hello, you're frozen. I still see you, but you're frozen.
Oh, no. Sorry.
We're frozen.
It's frozen. The feed is frozen. He still sees us.
Are we still on the radio?
But we're frozen.
Yeah.
So for those
look
of you,
at the panic on
for those
face.
Of you listening on the radio, the big television lights set up here, the LED panels just went out, and it got darker.
Yeah, TV's in commercial.
TV went to commercial. We're still on the air.
This is great. Nope, the heaters aren't back on.
Turn the heat back on.
Okay, so back to the UFO.
You want to know why we went out? They were listening to us talking about the UFOs.
They didn't like it. Government didn't like it.
Kill transmission.
The government did not like it.
So is that outlet not working now, Charlie? Is that a problem?
Okay, wait a second. Before we start pointing fingers and doing thumb jabs, we don't know for a fact that our space heaters cause that. Do we, Charlie?
Keyword space.
We don't know that.
Is it more probable than not?
We don't.
Based on what? They've been running for 20 minutes.
They've been running for a long time. We've been using them, you know, every week we're here for over a year now.
Yeah.
So just now, our space heaters threw everything off the air. You don't know that.
Charlie willed it to happen because he keeps talking about all those heaters. You're gonna, you know, trip a breaker. You're gonna have an issue here.
What breaker?
Back to the spacecraft.
Back to the NASA UFO. So there's a video out there of this.
Oh man, this would be great if like the UFO government or NASA released this and said, "Hey, we actually have some evidence."
So the video is from someone recording the live stream and like chopping it up and giving their own commentary on it. It looks so incredibly fake.
No, it doesn't.
That you've got to be crazy to buy this video.
It goes right over. Look at the clouds and how it goes right over top the clouds.
Everything looks fake in these videos from space. I mean, it's like it's so a vantage point and a view and a light source that we are not used to in our terrestrial lives.
It looks completely computer generated. And in addition to that, let's assume it's real. Have you ever heard of the X-37B?
No.
Well, that would be a intelligence operation that the U.S. Air Force has been running with a plane, an unmanned plane that flies in orbit.
Okay.
It's flown remotely. It's the orbital test vehicle.
Okay.
And it's on a mission that the U.S. will only say is classified.
That's badass.
So it's in orbit, unmanned plane that's flying around. So that could have been it.
It could have been.
It's also completely fake, and I don't even think it was that. It's all fake.
You're just dismissing
it. I mean, yes, I am dismissing it. I want it to be real, Hardy. You know I have a strong belief in
they're out there,
other life and other spacecraft, and this is just, sorry, this doesn't pass the test, guys.
I'm generally the first guy to raise my hand and say, that's fake. Remember the school bus video that everybody was enamored with the bus driver beating up the kid, and it turned out to be like a grown person, but a little person that was trying to get a free ride on the school bus. We all wanted to talk about that. Can you believe this video of the people standing on the sidewalk?
Sure, okay.
Okay, and I'm the first one like, no way. You know, here are all the tells. None of those obvious tells are in that video.
It tells up here.
You say it looks fake. You're talking about footage from the International Space Station. This is a vantage point that we don't get in day-to-day life. You have no control in this experiment from stuff that you normally look at. I think it's legit footage. I'm not saying it's...
I think they don't know what it is.
It's unidentifiable.
So they're talking about coordinates, too. So, like, they mark it, but they don't want to bring it to the attention of, hey, we got... They're not saying... You can hear the people talking over it and the people monitoring. Like, this, we don't have an unidentified flying object here that we're You could see them zoom in on it. They control the cameras.
No,
I mean, it's a robotic camera up there that they'd probably control. So zoom in on something. We got something here. Oh, that sucker's moving.
The video gets all jittery and the frames are not clean at that point. Sorry, from a guy who has a UFO agenda. Please, please, don't be so foolish.
Did he say extraterrestrial in his
Yeah, I read it to you. He did.
Okay, I thought he did. I was just double checking.
See,
NASA knows, and it's a NASA conspiracy that they're not letting us in on the fact that they know that all these UFOs are coming down and circling the International Space Station.
Okay,
they gotta come take a peek. Get out of here. Get out of here with your nonsense.
You can't make the jump to extraterrestrial. NASA and everyone else will confirm the presence of UFOs in the strictest definition of the term, unidentified.
Could be a hunk of junk flying object. Moving around.
Right. Yeah, we can't identify it.
So let's ask, you think we should ask?
But Bruce Arians? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Bruce Arena.
There you go. Bruce Arena.
No, I did it. Everyone's done it this week.
Jesus. Bruce Arena, are you into
it's
UFOs?
Because we keep talking about Bruce Arians today.
Do you believe in UFOs? It's a good question to start the soccer season.
There's no way a New Yorker does. Former New Yorker, I don't want to deal with that.
You know, we'll ask him.
We're smart.
I think it's in play. That's coming up next. Okay. Head coach of the Revs with us right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Soccer season is back. Revs start up this weekend. Head coach of the Revs joins us now. Bruce Arena with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome back, coach. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Same here.
What's going on, buddy? You excited?
Well, yeah, we're excited. We're trying to build a good team here, and we're looking forward to the start of the season.
What's the difference for you this year, having been here for the full off season and starting the season fresh with the team as opposed to how you came in midway through last year?
Well, I think I knew we all knew each other to start the preseason. We've had a good, I'd say, about 4 or 5 weeks of preseason, so we're building team concepts. We've strengthened our roster with some additions, so one would like to believe that we should be positioned to have a much better first half of the season in 2020 than we did in 2019.
Coach, Carlos Hill, his foot and his injury, what's going on with that? Is this a surprise to you guys?
We saw it when he reported for preseason, but he's going to be back on the field soon.
Okay.
It's disappointing not having him ready right now, but he'll be back on the field in the near future.
What's the biggest difference with the squad as you're comprised right now in terms of how you finished last season?
Well, I think we're a more experienced team. We're a more balanced team with some of the additions we have. Bo is going to be a better player this year because of the experience of last year and his dedication in the offseason. And, we think most of our veteran players returned in good form, and we're excited about them leading us. And I think Matt Turner, a year older, is going to be better in the goal. Brandon Bye is going to be a better right back this year. DeJuan Jones has improved. So we're excited to see how they look on the field once the MLS season starts.
I know we all saw Bo as a very talented player once he came in and started playing, but you know, for players who come from his league specifically and start playing in the MLS, there's generally more of a ramp-up time. He didn't seem to need that as much as other players who have made that switch. So what other work has he done in this offseason to make him even better in the MLS after he was pretty good last season?
Well, he's a lot fitter than he was last year. He knows the league. He knows his teammates. And he has a much greater comfort level, and he's become a real leader on the team. So everything is adding up for Gustavo to have a very good season.
Adam Buxa was a big off-season acquisition. How do you see him fitting in the chemistry?
He's fitting well, and over the last 2 weeks he's really gotten comfortable. And we really believe he's a player that can score goals for us. And he's beginning to fit in with a lot of the players in the attacking part of the field. He's got a great attitude. He's got a great engine. He's a good finisher with his feet, with his head. He has good size at 6'3", 6'4". So I think he's a great addition, and I'm hopeful that he gets off to a good start.
Yeah, go
ahead, Zoe.
You mentioned the size, 6'3", 6'4". This Kessler kid you got from UVA, he's about 6'5", right?
He's 6'3", 6'4", as well.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys got some good size compared to you know, the team you put out there last year. And
yeah,
as we talk,
we have better. Yeah, hopefully that adds up to some goals on restarts as well.
Yeah, we talked to you about the crowd support as you guys ramp things up and got going there and headed towards the playoffs and some of the environments you played in. And I know you're starting on the road, obviously, here this weekend. But when you get this thing at home, how anxious are you to see that transition with you being here for a full year and the team and the excitement that's around the team and how the fans are going to be?
Well, I went to a season ticket holder event a couple of weeks ago, and the enthusiasm was great. And we're hopeful for our opening game on March 7th. We get a big crowd, and hopefully the weather cooperates a bit. But I think we're going to be an exciting team for our fan base. So we look forward to a great 2020.
So with that being the case, do you think your players maybe feel like the expectations have increased from where things were a year ago when you came on board and the team started winning? Everybody was thrilled with it, but now that there has been some winning, I think a lot of people are expecting the team to have a better year overall. Do you think your players sort of feel that and will respond to that?
I think so. That's welcome to Boston sports. If you want to compete in this city with the other teams, you better win. So, we're excited about that challenge, and we love being in this environment. We like the praise. We're not crazy about the criticism, but that's all part of it. So if we want to, be one of the good teams in this city, we got to win games.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to talking to you all season long again, and I hope you don't mind from time to time if we ask you a question that is completely out of left field.
Great.
Like the one I'm about to ask.
No, not at all. And I hope you have high expectations, and you get after me when the team's not playing well. It's all part of it.
So let's ask you a question that has nothing to do with soccer. Do you believe in UFOs?
I do not. Do you?
Well, we were just talking about, like, NASA has this UFO hunter has footage of the International Space Station from NASA, and they think they got something.
And we're debating the
deal. I'm in.
I think it's bull crap. I do believe in them in general, but I don't think this is it.
I imagine it's a Russian satellite from the Khrushchev era that's flying in outer space.
I think I saw that movie. Who on the team is most likely to believe in UFOs and you have to just wave them off with your hand?
Who's tapped?
If they start talking nonsense in the locker room.
I would say Christian Pena, even though he speaks Spanish and I wouldn't understand, but I believe he would think that UFOs are for real.
Okay, Sanders. Good. I like him. Good.
Because I think he's been on Mars at some point in his life.
All right. Pania, good. He's open-minded. I like that about him. Good.
All right, Bruce. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, good luck Saturday.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.
Bruce Arena with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline as the Revs get ready to take on Montreal this coming Saturday.
You were right.
A week later, they're back home with the home opener at Gillette.
You're right about the expectations. The expectations were pretty minimal for this team starting last year. And then
what a difference a year makes.
Well, guy now.
But when Arena comes in, and it's like they don't lose. They go on this unbeaten streak. You have a few draws in there for the most part. But, they win a ton of matches, and they draw in a bunch of matches, and they look like a different team. They play like a different team.
the people who pay attention to the Revs in this town, they expect that. Now you start this season. You
plus they've had more additions to the roster in the offseason.
Right. You know, the postseason, that was a disappointment. You know, the people were expecting a little bit more. But, no, that's your starting point now. Yeah, pick up where you left off last year. That's a totally different vibe. What?
Now, my ass is so cold right now.
I know.
I just had to itch. You know, like when you get cold and you start itching? I reached in to touch.
You think the outlet's working again?
It is.
Let's
frozen.
Give it a try.
This
Let's
seat
give it a
try. Is like sitting in a metal seat.
What do you think happened? What do you think happened over
hey,
there?
Phil Gold.
Well, this is my problem, right? Charlie, the seat. Boysenberry over there, right?
We need Dennis here.
What
Dennis
he
fixes
What he didn't care. He'll let us plug in. But he's going to be the gatekeeper of the outlets. Appointed by no one, right? Just, you know, the self-appointed keeper of the outlets over there. He's not going to let us plug in again because with no evidence, he thinks we're responsible. Our space heaters are responsible
Crap.
For making the stuff shut down.
I'll bring in a portable generator.
Where's your evidence? You don't have any. Can we plug in again? Oh, he's going to let us. Now he's going to let us.
I got a portable Generac. I've done two wheels. I'll roll that sucker in here.
I'm cold, too. And how does your ass get cold when it's the one thing that should be warm? That hasn't moved.
Because we change out
it's
seats.
It's frozen.
The old seats are hard. We got rid of the $5 chairs.
This is a lot harder.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. These are nice.
Yeah. Much better chair. That's why. 90 seconds. I'll go plug in the heaters. Hardy will do the headlines.
Are you really going to plug in?
And we'll do our best not to light the building on
Can
fire.
Can I get my electric blankie plugged in,
right
too?
Right back. Whew.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.